broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning. It's an absolutely spectacular day. We are in Kapalua on Maui. It is the Century Tournament of Champions. It's our 20th year broadcasting live during tournament week and enjoying every minute. Gorgeous weather, very windy, very difficult. Don't mind the greens. They got rained on. You remember the rain that fell on us and absolutely drenched Oahu and then inundated Maui with more rain than they'd ever thought they'd see in a day or two. And then it kept raining and it kept raining. So the greens, I'm told, are running beautiful and firm and true. They just don't look really pretty on television. So don't even think about that when you're watching. Everybody knows it's just I was talking to one person about the greens, and you think about it, some parts of the green is stronger. It's going to come back a little bit quicker. The sun hasn't been out much, and so things are going to come together, but it certainly is not affecting play on this course. Now, you're wondering probably something like, well, where is, you know, the Justin Thomas, and where is the Jordan Spieth? Well, they're in the field, and Jordan had an excellent day. But there are two guys at the top of the leaderboard tied for first, and they were in the media center yesterday. I had a great opportunity to listen to Pat Perez and Mark Leishman talk about their round, their life, and Mark Rolfing is here. And we'll talk with Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel and NBC analyst, and Bob Bupka, voice of Golf Talk Sport, host of The Grill Room, right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Allen Nakata & Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Allen Nakata, 548-7526. Poipupe Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. Poipupe Golf Course, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
And, of course, by the Sony Open in Hawaii, and we're looking forward to the Sony Open week starting up on Monday when you'll be able to go see the junior pros playing against each other or with each other, and it's just a whole lot of fun. It starts at 3:30 on Tuesday, not 2:45 like in past years if you're someone who goes there frequently. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's get straight to Mark Rolfing. Welcome into the clubhouse. We've taken over the media center.
Good morning, Danielle. Great to be here, as always.
It's so much fun having you in the clubhouse. We want to talk a little bit first about what people see on television. And one of my first impressions was things aren't looking like they usually do on the plantation course. And I'm only speaking from what I've heard. You're on the inside. What are you talking about those greens?
Well, as you can imagine, I've heard a lot about it also. I can tell you this. It is totally cosmetic. It really has nothing to do with the playability of the greens at all. They are definitely discolored. They're patchy. They're much browner than you would expect to see them. It's primarily because we had this horrendous November where we had over 20 inches of rain, as you mentioned. And the sun didn't come out for nearly a month, you know, with any consistency, and the grass basically just didn't grow, so it is very thin. But for all the talk about the greens, the putting stats through the first two rounds have been better than they were a year ago. For crying out loud, Pat Perez made 166 feet of putts yesterday. Jordan Spieth had 26 putts. They're making them from everywhere. I'll tell you, though, Danielle, I really believe this is the future of the game, because 20 years from now, when our planet is running out of water,
yeah,
that's what all the greens are going to look like, yeah, and people will actually play better.
Yes, I agree with you. Let's bring Bob Bupka in. Bob Bupka, Talk Sports, and, of course, in the U.K., and host of the Grill Room Golf Show. So good to see you after a year.
Extending my congratulations in person to Mark Rolfing and his lovely wife, Debbie, and receiving the PGA of America Distinguished Service Award. Only the second female ever to be so honored.
And the first co-recipient.
Yeah, and I be honest with you, Mark, I've known you a long time. I got goosebumps when I heard that you were the winner of that award. So congratulations, and, you know, it's amazing to me, because Mark takes so much pride in this event.
Oh, yeah.
And now, for the last 2 days,
yes,
I was able to hear him say, we got the top five players in the world.
Yes.
The average age is under 30. The biggest percentage of players are going to make the move to play next week. I mean, these are amazing things. I mean, a few years ago, you wouldn't be able to say any one of those things.
No, you couldn't. And that's why there's a lot of smiling faces around here, particularly with the PGA Tour, because they don't need Mark to anymore say, oh, we got to change the format, or we got to change the date, or we got to do this or that. I think this event has turned the corner, and it does have a core group of guys. Rory McIlroy would have been here. Rory McIlroy would have been here this week had he won a tournament. He didn't win one. Couldn't get in. Sorry, Rory, not eligible.
Jason Day couldn't get in.
There you go. I really think the tournament's turned the corner, and with Century now, with this huge commitment, the sky's the limit.
They've made all the difference in the world. And Ricky Fowler's, all of his outfits, the new outfits, have completely sold out. They need to restock. The crowds here are phenomenal. I haven't seen the hallway between the foyer entrance and the pro shop filled in with people sitting in chairs all day long. Masses of people coming on Thursday, on Friday. It's spectacular. It's the energy that they've brought to this tournament is wonderful. Of course, they're bringing a lot of people from Wisconsin, from the snow, into the sun, and sharing with them the Tournament of Champions, now the Century Tournament of Champions. And their message, the rebranding of Century, is so powerful in its message of communication and the way they like to communicate. And I couldn't help but think yesterday when I had Mr. Partland on last weekend. We talked a little bit about, he wouldn't tell me what the trophy was going to look like. He said, that's it. I can't tell you what it actually, they were teasing us with this video. So we'll tell you when Mr. Partland is on what that video, or rather that, you know, video now can reveal. The message is so Hawaiian in a way. I mean, the whole yin and yang of their logo, the way they have the, you know, the quotation marks around in this symbolic way of saying, we're communicating with you and we want to do the best we can do. It's always been the Hawaiian way of communication. No matter what the situation, we sit down and we talk. Ho'omalemale, we have a good time together. We sit down and talk. Whether it's ho'opono, it just is all about communicating and talking. So it's a really good fit for Hawaii to have Century Tournament of Champions, and for 5 years, it's awesome. Mark, this is for you. Okay, yesterday during the presser with Mark Leishman, one of our co-leaders here at the Century Tournament of Champions, he took all the standard questions, you know, which was your most unfavorite shot of the day, what was the best shot of the day, what were you worried about, what are you worried about, why aren't you worried? Because he was basically, I'm not worried about anything, which, you mean in the golf game? Obviously, he's got some concerns at home, you know. Pat Perez said pretty much the same thing, a co-leader. He said, worried about my game, losing my game, not having my game tomorrow. I'm worried about finishing my home. My wife and I have been trying to get this home built. So then it was great. And then they talked about, well, Pat Perez, he had been playing all the way up to Century. So he really hasn't taken a break. There's no rust on him like some players might have. He said, this is too important an event to have rust on you coming to it, because this will set you up going into the year with FedEx points and confidence, and you know you get to come back to Maui. Then Leishman said, well, I played once in Malaysia, and then, let's see, the next time I played, I went to Top Golf. And it was so funny when he was talking about having gone to Top Golf, and his name was at the top of the leaderboard at Top Golf, and somebody said to him, boy, you really know how to use your tools. And it was great. It was absolutely fabulous. I couldn't help but think about what you're doing for Hawaii and working on getting Top Golf at the Alawai. That was awesome.
As time goes on, I'm seeing more and more of these PGA Tour players actually go to Top Golf and utilize Top Golf. I have to remember, the concept of Top Golf is to introduce people that don't play the game to golf. But at the same time, since it is a target-oriented game that you're playing, it is a wonderful place for the best players in the world to go when they don't have very much time. You know, if they've got an hour, they can go just tune up. And it's interesting to me. I still believe, I've talked to you a lot about this over the years, but I think there has to be an off-season. I think 10 years from now, there will be an off-season. You will see a break in December. It's just too grueling for a lot of these players, and the season just goes on and on and on and on and on. And I think there needs to be a break, and I'm really hoping that happens, and let the players go to Top Golf.
Let them go to Top Golf and have a good time, yes.
Well, Mark brings up a magnificent point. I've advocated for quite some time now. You know, let's have a definitive start to the season, a definitive end.
Yes.
Let this event kick it off. I mean, this event is so incredible in itself. And, you know, strange things happen when you cover golf tournaments. I happen to fly over here with Pat Perez's caddy. And you hear the things that Pat Perez does that you never see on television. I mean, he is so generous. And, you know, his caddy said to me when they knew they were coming and everything, he said, Pat, where do you recommend I stay? And Pat says, don't worry, you got a room at the Ritz. I mean, just little things like that are coming forward with this group of players. I mean, Mark knows it far better than I, and you also, Danielle. We were here when, you know, certain players, it was the holidays, it was too far to travel, it was this,
right.
It was that. I mean,
right.
That's
the
right.
The violins out, yes.
Exactly. All the whining. And now we not only have the best players in the world coming here, but they're coming here excited about coming here. And I think Mark will agree with me, and he has a lot more knowledge of the inner workings, obviously. But I rarely, if ever, have seen a sponsor like Sentry come aboard, and they came aboard late. They didn't sign the deal, I think, right until August, so they really didn't have a lot of preparation time. But they're committed. I mean, they want this event to be the biggest, best event on the PGA Tour calendar, and they got a rich history in golf with their own golf course.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, the people that I've met, they couldn't be more excited about getting into the world of professional golf. And you know, they've been around since 1904, so, you know, they're a great company.
Pete and I have talked about it a lot. What is the goal? And you're right, with this five-year commitment, you can do some planning. It's not just this year-to-year, who's our sponsor going to be?
Exactly.
We're even going to be here. But what we have talked about, particularly Pete and I long-term, is that I feel like the PGA Tour should have three tournaments that are totally heads above all their other tournaments. And those three tournaments are the Players' Championship, which is in May, and that is a tournament for all of their players. It's going to move to March, but it's a full-field event. That's the marquee event on the PGA Tour. At the end of the season, you have the FedEx Cup finale, which is the Tour Championship, the top 30. That's the second event that ought to be in this elite tier.
Yes.
And the Tournament of Champions, the winners only. Those three tournaments are three completely different kind of tournaments than any other tournaments on the PGA Tour, not talking about the majors. And that's where the Century Tournament of Champions can be elevated and fit into that unique three-tournament group.
Absolutely. And how do you think the PGA Tour would respond to that?
I think they're looking at it very much the same way. What they would respond is the only group that can make that happen is the players.
Yes.
And just like you all were saying, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have given it a chance in the world because, you know, people were finding excuses not to play out here. You're never going to see Ricky Fowler or Jordan Spieth or Dustin Johnson or, you know, any of those players skip this tournament anymore, just like you never saw Jack Nicklaus skip it or Arnold Palmer.
And how do we get the European players to come when they've got so much going on the European tour in the distance?
Well, here's the problem. The playing field is not level, Danielle. So what you have is the European tour in the Middle East, and they are offering mega world ranking points, just like the U.S. event. Okay, I get that. But they're also offering appearance money, which you can't do in the U.S. Now, you got to have one or the other. I don't believe you should be able to offer appearance money and have world ranking points at the same time. And if you didn't offer appearance money for those events, then the merits of the tournaments, I think, would stand out even more. And if Henrik Stenson wins a tournament on the PGA Tour or Sergio Garcia, I think he would have a completely different look at it to come to Maui, let's say, instead of going to Abu Dhabi.
So if it's a PGA Tour co-sanctioned event in wherever, they also get appearance money?
It's not a PGA Tour co-sanctioned event. It's a European Tour event. But what has to happen is the commissioner of the PGA Tour has to give releases to the American PGA Tour members in order to skip a PGA Tour event in America and play in one in Europe. And I say, hey, no more releases, because the tournaments that are getting killed are Sony and Career Builder that are going heads up against them, because guys can get more world ranking points and appearance money. That's not good.
No. Okay. Now, yes, completely. It's difficult for us to deal with. You said Rory McIlroy would be here if he had won. I haven't seen Rory McIlroy here. So why do you say that? Did he tell you?
He has told me, yes.
Oh.
But I can tell you, Rory McIlroy has become, he's living his life like Ricky Fowler and like Jordan Spieth. He got married. He's got this lovely young lady that has a zest for life that just cannot wait to come to Maui.
Okay.
And he wants to be able to go paddleboarding and do all the things that these young kids are doing and have fun. That wasn't Rory, you know, 6 or 7 years ago when he was winning all those tournaments and not coming to Kapalua. I really think that'll change now, and I can almost assure you if he wins a tournament this year on the PGA Tour, he will be here a year from now.
That's awesome. We need to take a break. We're talking with, of course, Mark Rolfing, NBC Golf Channel analyst, and Bob Bupka, TalkSport, the voice of golf, and the host of the Grill Room Golf Show, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha! Chris Berman here. Join me at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 3rd through 7th at the Plantation Course in Kapalua. There is no better way to kick off the new year than watching the most elite field in golf, led by defending champion Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Be a part of the action. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
All right, I'd like to cover a couple of things. Of course, Jordan Spieth. Everybody wants to know how Jordan Spieth is doing. And Justin Thomas, our defending champion, who was on fire, the FedEx Cup champion, the player of the year, the man who won last year here and went on to take the Sony. Where did he go to this tournament? Where is he? What's going on? But I want to start with Pat Perez and Mark Leishman, because they are our co-leaders going into Saturday. And yesterday, during the presser, and when they come in after their round is over, they come to the media center, and all the golf writers get together and ask questions. One of the questions was about Pat Perez and his demeanor. What's it like now that he's winning, and is there any pressure on him? And it was interesting because he said, I don't feel that pressure anymore. I had so many expectations on myself that I thought people were expecting of me, and then I realized that nobody expects anything of me, and now I can just play my game. So he's not feeling any pressure. And Mark Rolfing?
Well, he was the 356th ranked player in the world not very long ago, a couple years ago. You're right. He doesn't feel any pressure. I think that's going to change, though, as the year goes on, and here's why. I think playing on a Ryder Cup team would really catch Pat Perez by surprise. And as he gets closer to the reality of perhaps being able to make that U.S. Ryder Cup team, which would be an experience like he has never had in golf, I think the pressure will ratchet up a little bit. But for right now, I mean, yeah, you wouldn't know any different if he goes out there and shoots 68 today or 78. That's Pat Perez.
That's Pat. Bob, Rick, thank you very much.
And adding to what Mark said about Pat Perez, I 100% agree. If he starts getting an inkling that he can be in Paris in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower playing for the United States, it'll put pressure on himself.
Yes.
But I think because of his background and his talent, Mark, and because he's, you know, now over 40 years old, the ultimate goal out here is to win a major. And I think Pat is slowly but surely coming to the realization that he has enough talent. It may take a little luck, an exceptional week, a break here, a break there, but he would certainly love to conclude his playing career with at least one major up on that mantle. So Mark's spot on. When you know, it's easy to say, hey, there's no pressure. But if you get on the threshold of the Ryder Cup or you get a prospect of winning a major, there's pressure.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I was an honorary observer 3 years ago at Sony. I followed Pat Perez. There was a tightness about him that was monumental. There was an anger. There was a inside of him that you couldn't help but feel. And sitting there watching him, it was like there was something off of him. I don't know what it was. He was asked, are you afraid that this is all going to go away in a couple of years? It's like, huh? I'm right here, right now. That's and yet, he does have colorful language. You know, and it slips in on television. You know, it's
not a good thing.
Rick, I can't hear Mark. I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Colorful isn't a way that I described it yesterday on the air.
Actually. How did you describe it?
Well, I apologized for him once. you know, that is Pat. You know, when I started announcing, you know, our microphones were a long way away from those players, and you didn't have anything like the audio that you have now, and you just have to be really, really careful when you're out there. But that's Pat. That's the way Pat, I would imagine, talks half the time at home.
Yes.
So he's not going to change that. He might have gotten a little fine or had somebody from the PGA Tour waiting for him in the locker room when he got in last night after that round. But
do they find him?
Oh, yeah, they find him. But, you know, given how much money these guys make, I don't really think it's any kind of a major consequence in their life. That's just kind of the way it is with Pat. That's what you get.
Yeah, okay. I just thought it was great. The interviews that we had yesterday were a lot of fun listening to them. And they really opened up. You know, Leishman about going to Top Golf. I went to Top Golf, and we were just all chuckling. And then Pat made us laugh too. So that was it's very nice to see how much they enjoy coming here. And that was really the point that they were all making, that they enjoy coming here. And even the second time around maybe is even more important than the first time around. And Leishman was asked, okay, Dustin Johnson's been here 7 times. Does he have an advantage over us, you know, you? And Leishman said, yeah, in a way he does because he's played these greens so many more times than I have. He said in a pro-am, I hit a putt 30 feet where that went 30 feet past where it was supposed to go. And I went, oh, that's weird. Not at all what I expected it to do. So he said, a lot of the greens here, you have to have the experience to be able to actually sink a putt on a regular basis here.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one of the things the players, I think, like more than anything else, Danielle, is that these fairways are so big and wide. You think about it, in any tournament that a guy plays in, something's going to go wrong at some point. And you look at a player like Pat Perez, you know, who's going to let off some steam out there. If you're playing in a major championship, the next hole you face after having a disaster is probably going to be another tight, narrow, very hard driving hole. Out here, chances are you're going to be standing up on the next tee with an 80-yard fairway, and you can take it out on that golf ball and just hit it as hard as you want. And they actually like that, and that's why this is a great fit for the first week of the year.
You let off everything, yes, Bob.
And you know, Danielle, you mentioned about asking Leishman about Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
I think, and I'll even put Golf Channel in the mix, and I think a majority of the media, we don't give enough credit to Dustin Johnson and how amazing this guy is. Matter of fact, I did some research. Last year, going to the Masters, he had won his 3 previous events. The only other time that had happened in history, we had to go back to 1945. A fellow by the name of Byron Nelson, in the middle of that 11-win streak, went to the PGA Championship, having won 3 times and then won the PGA. But nobody else has ever, including Tiger Woods, has ever gone into a major winning the 3 previous events they were entered in. I mean, that's astonishing.
You know, you can only wonder what kind of year Dustin Johnson would have had he not fallen down those steps at
no doubt
Augusta.
About it.
It could have been one of the greatest years in the history of the PGA Tour. Dustin Johnson is the best player in the world, and when he is at his best, nobody is really even close. You know, at his best, Dustin Johnson is better than Jordan Spieth. At his best, Dustin Johnson is better than Rory McIlroy at his best. He can go right down the line. When Dustin's not at his best, then some of the other players can creep in there. But the first 2 days here at Kapalua, the shots that Dustin has hit around the greens, a couple bunker shots at 14 and little chip shots that he had to manufacture out at 6 and 9, his short game has been brilliant. And he turned literally what could have been a 2 or 3 under 36-hole score into 8 under par. You know, he really has manufactured some great scores.
Phenomenal.
You know, Mark, I want to ask you this question. I mean, Dustin Johnson comes into this game with a tremendous amount of talent, no doubt about it. There was some loose ends early on. We all know
young.
About that. and he was young. That's a good point. But I feel the addition of Wayne Gretzky, the father of his partner, has been a big part now in Dustin Johnson's life. And when I think of the greatness of Wayne Gretzky, and if you're able to gain from whatever he has to say, I mean, that's a big edge. I mean,
I don't think he heard it in the beginning, though. I don't think he heard it when he was young.
Well,
I think it took Wayne.
When Wayne took out that stick, he heard
maybe
it.
Yes. Okay. And on that note, we're going to have to take a break and come back, and we're going to bring the man in who in June was approached to be the title sponsor of the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, Mr. Pete McPartland of Century, and by what? 8 months later, we are here, and they are doing a phenomenal job. We just had a fabulous media dinner. The trophy is made here on Maui and represents what's best of Maui for people bringing the mana together with the waves, the whales, and the people. So we're going to come back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Sony Open is 20 years old. Come celebrate with the tour's big hitters at Waialae, January 8th through 14th. Golf's biggest and best, like Justin Thomas, Jason Duffner, KJ Choi, Vijay Singh, means big drama and big money for Hawaii's charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank's on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admission and bag policy apply. Check out SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right, we are at probably the most beautiful media center view of any media center on the PGA Tour. When you step out of the media center, doesn't matter what time of day it is, and you look out at the bay and the mountains and Maui in the distance, and Maui behind you, Maui all around you, it's spectacular. We are so lucky and so fortunate because for so long, the Tournament of Champions has been like the ultimate event that you could come to. It's a winners-only event. The top players in the world are playing for the dollar right here, for the glory, and they're bringing their families with them, and they're having a grand time, and it feels almost like a homecoming for those fortunate enough, like Jeff Ogilvie or a couple of other great guys who managed to do it a couple of times, coming back home and enjoying their times here. So now we have, for the next 5 years, Century Insurance, our title sponsor. And bringing that, I said to a lot of people, Century. They said, Century. I said, yes, an insurance company. Century Insurance. I said, remember the man, the Century? He had the rifle. Oh, Century. Of course. We know Century Insurance. I said, well, they are our title sponsor. And today I am happy to have the CEO and president, Pete McPartland, right across from me. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Absolutely. Very, very good to be here.
It's great having you here. And the way you took questions yesterday out in front in the video you did for... It was the Maui News, I believe. You're talking to local outlets as if we are just as important as the Associated Press or any of the others. And I think that alone made me feel so confident in your message of conversation and bringing people to the table, finding out what they need, and then working with them. So I'd like to talk about the rebranding of Century, the logo, and the chairs.
You bet. Well, first let me say that the Maui news media and the island of Maui and everyone who lives and works in Maui and has supported this tournament, the way it's existed over the years, is an extremely important kind of message point for us. And that, as much as anything that I wanted to convey this week, is how much we love this format and how much we absolutely love this tournament being on Maui and how committed we are to taking the good things and kind of building on them.
Yes. And the good things is just the volunteer base, the number of people who love coming here, even from what we call the mainland. They come over and make it a vacation just so they can be here for the Century Tournament of Champions.
Right. I talked to a fellow yesterday who had been coming out here for well over a decade from Washington State. He comes here every year and spends 2 or 3 weeks, volunteers and parks cars and gives shuttle rides and loves it, absolutely loves it. That's dedication.
It is dedication. He's here working so that he can make this tournament fabulous, right? Exactly. That's exactly what you're doing, too. So last week I tried to get a tease out of you, you know. You've made this beautiful, using Maui glass, this beautiful new trophy. I asked you to reveal what it was. You said you might get killed if you did.
Right.
This beautiful young lady right here is in charge of imaging. Tell us how you got that inspiration.
Well, that would be Stephanie Smith and her team. And what I believe they wanted to do first and foremost was to have a special trophy, a very special, unique trophy, and one that kind of captured the essence of Maui, because this, after all, is a tournament on Maui and in a lot of ways about Maui. The personality is about Maui. And she worked with Mackay Glass here on the island, who are, I would call them, artistic glass people. And they created this beautiful blue wave with an action-oriented wave with a whale diving right into it.
Yes, and the tail is up. Yes.
And managed to incorporate the two colors of blue that are within our kind of new logo that we rolled out a year ago. So it's very Century, but also very Maui.
It's both combined together, and you have the mana of Hawaii. The mana is the life force. So the waves, the life force, the whales, the life force, and the people coming together and having a great time. Mm-hmm. But there's more to Century's logo. There's the apostrophes. There's the colors. Why the colors?
Well, blue has always been kind of the primary color. And we use an expression at Century, to describe people who are really, really dedicated to the company. And what we say is they bleed Century blue. So we knew first and foremost when we were going to be redesigning our logo and clarifying our brand message that blue isn't going away. And what Stephanie and her team did was bring two beautiful shades of blue that kind of go with one another.
Yes.
Actually, are kind of ocean-like in a lot of respects.
Like the sky and the sea.
Yeah. And the what you called, I forget what you called them, but we call them quotes.
Quotes.
They're kind of yin and yang.
I'm sorry, yes.
Which means give and take, I guess.
Yes.
And that's part of a relationship-oriented aspect of Century as a business insurance company and how we engage with business customers and business partners. So it's about listening to one another, and to see the quotes enable us to kind of be pulled apart and adapted to phrases that we believe in, like right by you, for example. And then the chair
right
is another adaptation of the message that has been a lot of fun.
Yes, and having chairs symbolizing people sitting down and talking with one another.
Right.
And again, the communication in Hawaii is all about when you forecast the weather, you look to see what's around you. Where are the clouds forming? Where is the wind blowing from? What's the ocean doing? What are the birds doing? And then you can get a sense of what's coming for you.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of, I thought when I first heard what you do for Century, that I thought that's such a beautiful blend with the island. And for us, yes, thank you. For us in Hawaii, having you make this 5-year commitment, Mark Rolfing knows more than anyone how important, and I wanted to bring Mark Rolfing, an NBC Golf Channel analyst and Hawaii's man of golf. Just you have always been such a huge proponent of making the golf industry here, and more importantly, bringing these high-quality events to the islands and keeping them here. Why is it important that Century's made this five-year commitment?
Well, I think the long-term commitment is important, but to me it's not as important as who Century is. And I was listening to Pete talk about the trophy and everything, and it was reminding me of a sponsor who I will not name a number of years ago who came in and decided that everybody should be wearing cream-colored sport coats around all week long. And that's not Century. You know, they have become a part of our community and have embraced and understood this culture from the beginning. You know, they're from the heartland of America, just like me. I'm a Midwest guy, and I can tell you Stevens Point, Wisconsin, has a lot of Maui in it. Maui has a lot of Stevens Point. It's not a big community, but everybody in the community is engaged in what's going on, and that's what has to happen in a small place like Maui to pull off one of the biggest golf tournaments in the entire world. And to just watch Stephanie and Pete and Mike James and Randy Winter and everybody come in here and kind of just take to the community and let the thing happen more than forcing things happen really says to me that, wow, give us a year to do some planning and 5 years to have a really big plan, and this tournament's going to go right to where I told you.
Exactly, at the beginning of the
show. Half an hour ago, absolutely.
What is amazing is that this was considered in June. That's 7 months ago, and here we are in January. Most people take a year just to get a tournament going, and you've got it so beautiful. You have a trophy. You have everything. It's magnificent. Job well done.
You know, it's interesting, Daniel. Century's philosophy, as I watch them, is very simple. And the one thing that they did, I felt the same way when I heard the Century was considering coming in. It was summertime. I thought, wow, for January of 2019, that would be great. But in fact, we were talking January of 18. But they haven't tried to do too much.
No.
Just like they don't try to do too much in their business. They really concentrate on what they are good at and the relationships that they develop. And that's why they're so successful. And that's really the philosophy that they've had here. And what they've done in 4 months is just beyond belief.
It truly is. And, of course, Century World, having had this experience, right, you know golf. And, Pete, I was talking with Robert Trent Jones yesterday, and he said, Century World, of course, he designed Century World. He said, Century, these are really good people. That's the last thing he said to me. And it just was something that he didn't have to say. He was, you know, just right there. I want to ask you, too, if this is a strange question, I hesitate. People are going to say, can I get Century Insurance in Hawaii?
Great question. The answer is that at the moment, no, but we're licensed to do business here, and we're going to figure out how to do business.
Oh, good.
Because so many people are asking that question.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's, local people want to know. It's Century Tournament of Champions. Century.
We have a lot of people who work at Century that I am sure would be very happy to come out
just
personally.
Open up that office here?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to transition. I know you're very busy, and I'd like to highlight Century World and what you've done. Whose idea was to create a destination, the first destination golf resort in Wisconsin?
Well, real briefly, Danielle, so in the early 80s, I'd say the 70s and early 80s, Century would have been regarded as a conglomerate at the time. So it was in multiple industries and multiple countries and was extremely ambitious in every respect and had a lot of kind of largesse associated with everything that Century did. And built a beautiful big building, which is kind of the seventh wonder of the Midwest at the time. Still our building. Yes. And then, by golly, we'll add a golf course to it. And added a great golf course.
Yes.
That was, in fact, ushered in the destination golf at the time. Over the years, kind of didn't invest enough in that golf course, although it was a highly renowned golf course. It gave us the opportunity to understand the role that golf would potentially play for Century as a business insurance company. Finally, it was when I became CEO in, I think, 2012, we invited Bob Jones and Jay Blasey, who was his protege, to come out and look at the course. And they said, it really needs a lot of kind of structural work with the traps and the greens and the irrigation system. And we asked Bob one kind of very important question. Bob, if you designed this opened it up in 82, and now here we are in 2014, 13, having this discussion. Is there anything you would have done differently now that you look back and have 30-some-odd years of your architectural career further behind you? And he said, there's been about a half a dozen holes that have been bugging me for a long time. And we said, great, fix them. So basically, we scraped it down to dirt, and he kept 12 or 13 holes kind of intact, modified dramatically, built some new holes, and you would, in a lot of ways, wouldn't know it's the same course.
But, really?
Yeah. So, but we one thing we said when we opened it up, and I was able to hire Mike James to come back to Stevens Point. He grew up in Stevens Point. But the one kind of vow that Mike and I have with one another is we're not going to allow the course to be overplayed, and we want it to be in as impeccable condition as any course in the country.
Fabulous.
And that is what we do. And we knew that we would use the game of golf, and now having a renowned golf course in the U.S., it was getting accolades. Now, how do we leverage that? So we kind of knew deep down we were going to double down on the game of golf. And that, frankly, that thought process enabled us to react quickly when the Tournament of Champions opportunity presented itself.
So when you got involved with bringing Robert Chen Jones Jr. back, getting involved in the business of the golf course again so intently, that got you in touch with the people in the world of golf.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
And then everything just blossomed from there. Absolutely great and fabulous. I want to thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure talking with you. I thoroughly enjoyed last weekend, and now this weekend to see you in person is it's phenomenal. Thank you very much. This is CEO and President of Century Insurance. He is the title sponsor, Century Tournament of Champions. And we're going to come back and find out a little bit about Century World, the golf course that we're talking about, and Robert Trent Jones Jr., the designer, and Jay Blasey going in to fluff it. He said he didn't have to blow it up, just had to fluff it up. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Aloha! Chris Berman here. Join me at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 3rd through 7th at the Plantation Course in Kapalua. There is no better way to kick off the new year than watching the most elite field in golf, led by defending champion Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Be a part of the action. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
What you got to know this morning is that because there's something called football going on in the world, and a lot of people like to watch that little game called football, the playoffs. The tee times are much earlier this morning than they've been. They started teeing off at 7:20 this morning. And if you would, Rick, would you give me the tee sheet? Because it wasn't out yet. So I don't know who the pairings or the times. I know that I think the same people are playing against one another again today. But Jordan Spieth moved way up yesterday after 7 birdies. Pat Perez had 10 birdies. It was like a birdie fest yesterday, despite the wind. So they've gotten used to the wind, and it's really fun to see this course being played with the teeth of the wind. Because when the Kona winds are blowing, this course is just a pussycat. It's to be had by just about any of these guys who can play as well as they play. So what we've got is at the top of the leaderboard, again, Mark Leishman, Brian Harman. They tee off at 9:40. 9:30 is Dustin Johnson, Pat Perez, Chris Stroud, and Jonathan Vegas at 9:20. So 9:10 is Jason Duffner and Hideki Matsuyama. Great to see him playing well. And I'll give you some other tee times later. But that's pretty much what's happening this morning. If you want to know, Brooks Koepka, DA Points is out already. They were actually out at 7. I thought it was 7:20, but they were Grayson Murray, Adam Hadwin, they're out. Jonas Blix, Austin Cook, Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, they're on the course. Now we're getting to the Brandon Steele, Kyle Stanley, Ryan Armour, Cameron Smith, Hudson Swafford, and Patton Kizzire right now about going out. And that's Kanoa Leahy, by the way, doing the first tee announcing. Kanoa is the new first tee announcer. Jerry King did it for 20 years. He moved to Mexico, Cabo someplace, and having a great time. But let's go up to Wisconsin. The funny thing is, I always thought, well, there's no question, Century has this fabulous golf course, but how could they have a January event with the top players in the world at Century World in Wisconsin? But they have an event coming up in the very near future, and it's a big one. It's a big one because it's USGA. Mike James, PGA, Century World General Manager, welcome into the clubhouse. We're going to get your mic right now, so we've gotten things tangled up a little bit. Got it? All right, thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
It's good to have you here.
It's fantastic to be here.
You know, we're in the cart barn that's converted into the media center. Going from a teenager working in the cart barn to now be the general manager of Century World. You started at Century World. You went to Florida, you come back to Wisconsin, you're the GM. When you were in the card barn, did you ever think that you might be the general manager? I think we need more volume. I really do. I can't hear. I think we're going to change microphones. Let's try it again, because this one seems to have gone out. Never in your world.
There you go. Hey,
there.
I'm here.
Hey.
I'm here. Never in my lifetime, to answer your question, would I have thought that I would be a general manager back at the same place where I learned how to play golf. And it's been a dream come true. This being in a cart barn is absolutely in my element.
Yeah.
I've been in many of them, and I'm sure I could help clean some clubs and carts if the staff needed today.
Exactly. I mean, when I was reading about you and talking to Mike McPartland about Century World, and then running into Robert John Jones Jr. And he had this beautiful book. You know, he's a poet.
Oh, yes.
Yes, right. Okay, so he has his book of poetry and his sketches, and he said, you have to ask Mike about hole number 16, because originally it was going to be something, and then it turned into something else.
Yeah.
The story of the pond.
Well, and it's the chairman's rule that evolved from this hole. And the story is that as they were, Robert Trent Jones Jr. and John Jonas were finishing up the design of the golf course, they came to this par 3. They knew they wanted to have a par 3, but they weren't exactly sure what they wanted. And Bob Jones, I believe, had designed this par 3 with some water around it, and John Jonas looked at it and just said, you know, that's not, I don't feel that right. I mean, it's just not what I'm thinking.
I'm not feeling this.
and then they kind of broke for the day, and John Jonas went back and kind of thought about it and actually drew out on a napkin, because he had just returned from Europe, I think Holland, where they had this whole festival of flowers and such. And so the inspiration came. So the next day, John Jonas came to Bob Jones and said, I've got it. Let's create a sea of flowers. Instead of sea of water, let's create a sea of flowers. So the flower hole was born.
So instead of it being a pond, you turned it into the... It's like, think of pictures of Europe when you see these fabulous flower beds, and they make these wonderful decorations because all the flowers they're using are different colors, and it's fabulous. But, you know, the problem is, what if somebody's ball ends up in the flower bed?
So here's the chairman's rule.
Okay.
So as they were going through this process and they decided we're going to have these flowers, Bob Jones said, there's a problem. If somebody hits their ball into the flowers, by rule, by golf rule, they can hit it out and tear up your beautiful flowers. And he said, well, here's how we're going to handle that. We're going to put a staff member right by the flower bed, that if anybody hits their ball in the flowers, a staff member would give them a brand new ball, and they would drop it outside the flowers and proceed on and play the hole. Now, by rule, if somebody wants to go ahead and hit that ball out of the flowers...
Because it's not a water... It's
right,
not in the
it's
water.
It's a hazard.
It's right there.
Right. So they would be... Okay, so if they decided to hit the ball out of the water, that's fine. Then they can do that and finish the hole. However, if they do that, they'll never be able to play this golf course again.
They're banned.
And so that's the chairman's rule. We have since made it a something where if you hit it in, you wouldn't walk in there and get it, and you would be able to take a free drop. So, you know, it's...
You worked around it.
We worked around it, and fortunately, most people avoid walking in the flower beds, but I can't guarantee that everybody doesn't.
Yeah, well,
they still sneak in there. And
it's amazing how superintendents have to deal with people who do things that you just think, what were you thinking? And don't you know the game and the rules of golf?
Yeah.
And certainly you should know the chairman's rule.
Yeah, and just to put the flower hole in context, we do about 35,000 to 36,000 flowers. We plant every spring around the flower hole. So we're talking in multiple colors, and they're specific colors, very scientific, to make sure that as the golfer approaches that hole, they really get to experience it in entirety. The color as it's laid out is really thought out well, and it's a highlight of the round.
Yes, it is.
It is.
That's the 16, by the way.
Yeah.
Makes me think of the azaleas at the Masters.
Right.
You know, at Augusta National, just that feeling. So you get that same feeling by walking up to that hole.
That's right.
Wonderful. Now, there have been many events played at Century World, but something really cool is happening. USGA has chosen Century World for one of their, I call it the summer of the USGA, which seems to start with the U.S. Open and just continues with every, what's happening at Century World?
We are so excited to partner with the USGA on one of their big events, the U.S. Girls Junior Championship.
Wonderful.
In 2019. So it's girls ages 18 and under, and they are the best players in the world.
Lexi Thompson won the U.S. Girls Junior, the U.S. Junior Girls. Yes.
It is the pathway to future LPGA Tour players, future Hall of Fame players.
Yes.
That those were the champions who won this tournament, the Girls Junior Championship, is part of their career, and we're so excited to host it. Mark Hill and Tracy Parsons have been fantastic with the USGA, working with them, and we're just really excited about this tournament.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, you've got, you know, this must seem like, okay, I've been the general manager of Century World, and now we've got this Tournament of Champions, Century Tournament of Champions, which I'm sure you're a big part of making sure everything is done. You're a PGA, you're right in the midst of this.
Yes.
And now you have the U.S. Junior Girls event. Would you like to have anything more on your plate? How about something like, you know, a U.S. something else?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Let's just pile it on here. This past since we reopened Central and I rejoined the team, it's been a whirlwind. Pete McPartland has been an absolute unbelievable leader. His communication to me is, Mike, when we do something, do it right. And so every aspect of our operation, whether it be the condition of the golf course or the food and beverage in our clubhouse facility, banquet operation, if we're going to do it, let's do it right. And he allows the assets, resources to do it, and it's been a lot of fun. But let's just keep piling that plate up because I think we can execute.
Yeah. What if somebody wants to go to Wisconsin? It's become quite the destination for golf, you know, just the state in general. They want to go. Where would I stay if I wanted to go play Century World?
Yeah, there are a number of hotels in the area. I mean, literally right around the corner, within walking distance.
What is the city? Would I land in
Central Wisconsin? Yep. So the Central Wisconsin Airport is about 20 minutes north of us.
Oh.
Immediately on the highway. It's a 20-minute short shot down to Stevens Point. Unlike the road to Hana, that's very windy and turny, which is beautiful. It's beautiful.
Four hours.
You really could almost take a 20-minute nap and never turn the steering wheel because it's just a dead straight shot to us.
Wow.
And so very easy to get to Century World. We're right off the interstate, so you come off the exit, and it's basically right there. Hotels, a number of them right around the corner. And we do get a lot of people who travel in from around the country. We're so thankful for them to do that. And
well, you're
and
not far from Green Bay, right?
No, yeah, we're just a couple hours away.
Right, Green Bay. So if you wanted to go see the Packers play, then you could just and you said Central Wisconsin has an airport. It seems most cities have airports.
Yeah.
So that's what confused me.
Yeah, Stevens Point has a small municipal airport, and it's you come in for if you have a private plane, and some of our guests do fly in privately, but the Central Wisconsin Airport's easy. They'll also come in from the Madison Airport or Milwaukee Airport. We get people coming in, and then they want to do a little tour of Wisconsin, so they might play Whistling Straits and Erin Hills, and then they come and play us.
Yeah.
Sand Valley came online, we're getting a lot of players coming to Stevens Point from around the world because they're coming and seeing these great golf courses in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, if I want to go to Wisconsin, I got all kinds of opportunities.
That's right.
And this is the Parkland course we're talking about. Absolutely beautiful. It's grown in. It's solid. The Robert Trent Jones Jr., it's an awesome course. And remember, if you end up in the flower bed, you take a drop. Do not walk in it. You don't want to be banned from the course forever. Mike James, PGA and GM of Century World, thank you for being on the show. Really
enjoyed
talking.
Danielle, thank you. My pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to do our station ID, come back with Ben Hongo. He's the Kapalua Golf Academy, and he's a Hawaii Instructor of the Year, KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo, and streaming live at radiogolfclub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Sony Open is 20 years old. Come celebrate with the tour's big hitters at Waialae, January 8th through 14th. Golf's biggest and best, like Justin Thomas, Jason Duffner, KJ Choi, Vijay Singh, means big drama and big money for Hawaii's charities. Get tickets now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Banks on Oahu. Military free with valid ID, admission and bag policy apply. Check out SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
So, if you've heard any funny glitches and sounds and noises, because we're live at Kapalua, and we're inside the media center, and this is the Tournament of Champions, the winners of the PGA Tour events from the calendar year 2017. They all come to the 2018 event and just have the blast, best time of their lives. And some of them actually go to the Kapalua Golf Academy. And with us right now is Ben Hongo, PGA, Director of Instruction, Director of Golf at the Kapalua Golf Academy, which may be the most beautiful place to learn the game. And he is 2017 Aloha Section Teacher of the Year. So I want to say good morning to Ben. Hi, Ben. We're just having a few issues. We got Ben? Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Great having you here. I just, her name just went, is it Stephanie?
Yes.
Stephanie is the Communications and Imaging Director for Century.
Right.
And she just said, okay, she was here standing listening to the interview with Pete and with Mike. And then she looks at Ben and says, okay, so 2 o'clock, right? And, and I'm thinking, oh, they're going to do an interview with Ben too. She goes, and I'm going to bring my son. And I'm like, no. She's coming for a lesson, isn't she?
Correct.
And that this time of the year, you must have a lot of people coming for lessons. But how many people come in that are PGA Tour players to tune up?
Well, not with us, because they, you know, most of them, or probably all of them, really have their own coaches and whatnot. They have their own teams, so mm-hmm. You know, we've seen a couple players come by the academy before the tournament started, and
do they use the facility?
Yeah, they use the facility. Yes,
right.
Yes,
sure.
To hit golf balls, but once the tournament starts, they kind of stay up here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It makes sense because the practice facility and the golf course, you know. Right next
sure.
to each other.
But you're so close. That practice facility, the Kapalua Golf Academy, is beautiful.
Yes.
And it's like playing on a driving range, but you're on a golf course.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's kind of, if you've never been there, it's a horse-shaped, area where you can get different winds. And, you know, I think I hear these comments from or requests from our students a lot, and the word that comes always is consistency. You know, I want more consistency. But, you know, when you really think about the game of golf, it's really made up of inconsistency. You know, Jordan Spieth kind of said yesterday about how he just wanted to play the game, I think, something like that on TV. And, you know, he mentioned, feeling the lies and, you know, so on. So there's all these things on the golf course, whether it's a lie, wind, false in the rough, you know, so on. But most of us, when we go to a driving range, and most driving ranges are off mat. We're lucky we have natural turf. And
so much better for the wrist.
Yeah, and the elbow.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, you can catch it slightly fat off of mats and still kind of get away with it. Besides the point, I just think a lot of people, you know, they sit on the driving range for hours and hours and just they try to make the same golf swing over and over and over, which will work off of a flat lie. But reality of it is when you go play golf, you're dealing with different stuff, you know, so it's almost like a false sense of security that you're developing because, you know, how many of us have hit it really good on the driving range off a mat, you know, and then we go on the golf course and everything falls apart.
What happened?
Yeah.
I thought I was so good.
Yeah.
I'm talking from experience.
Yeah, so in athletics, you know, there are three types of training, you know, one's called block, and that's kind of what a lot of us do. they go to the driving range, grab a six iron, and hit it to the same target over and over and over. You know, variable, you know, you can create variations to it. So, and I think, you know, there's a quote by Bruce Lee that said, he doesn't fear a guy that has 10,000 kicks. He fears a guy that's practiced the same kick 10,000 times. So I think there's a place for that where you have to have fundamentals.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, yes. some type of, you know, it's hard to hit a golf ball consistently if you have bad grip, bad alignment, you know, so on and so on. But once you get past that, you know, I think you have to create these, you know, different ways of practicing so you're not just hitting it. You know, when's the last time you hit 10 six irons on the golf course consecutively? It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you hit your driver, you hit your seven iron, you hit your wedge, you hit your chip, you hit your putt, and, you know, so on, so on.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, all of us need to get a little better at practicing that way or even just using the golf courses, you know, to place, you know, to practice. And I think, you know, a practice facility like ours, it gives you kind of that different look and, you know, different, you can kind of get yourself in different wind conditions and whatnot. It's not exactly like the golf course.
Because there's a protective wind shield with the trees are there.
Yeah, and you get used to
the same conditions.
Yeah.
But it does look like a golf course.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're
exactly.
Stand, you can put yourself in different places and then have to think, okay, how long? You're looking at where you've ended up. Look where I've ended up. That just ingraining that insecurity
absolutely.
Is important to know that this ball can possibly go bounce.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily going to be in the right place.
Yep.
So we talk a lot about, and I'm really glad you brought this up, that you have to have some skills before you actually do what we're talking about.
Yes.
And a lot of people who are brand new to the game and they want to play the game, they're like, well, when do I get fitted? Should I go out there and actually create a swing? Or do I get fitted for my golf clubs now? Or do I get a whole set of golf clubs? What do you recommend to the beginner?
I think, you know, as soon as you commit to the game, you know, and for some people it's right off the bat. Some people it's a year down the line. But as soon as you go, this is something I want to do and I want to get good at it, I think you should get fitted. Now,
that's really good, Ben.
Yeah. Now, as you know, I'm 5'5", so I'm not normal, I have to say. you know, so if you were, let's just say 5'10 to 6'1", you know, you're a little bit more standard size, maybe the fitting isn't as important as it is for me or some guy that's 6'5".
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of, you know, because it's not like, you know, where did the, you know, 7-iron become, you know, 62 degrees wide with a 32-degree, you know, loft and 39.5 inches or something like that. You know, where did that come from?
Well, know, somebody arbitrarily decided that most people could use this.
So, you
really?
Know, you know, TaylorMade or Ping or whatever just kind of said, you know, this is kind of where standard people fit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hear, like, in Japan, their standard is a little different than it is here in the United States. I don't know if that's true or not. But
I imagine it would be because
people are smaller.
And so if you were from Hawaii and you went to Japan, you'd probably go in heaven.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because, like, all your clothes fit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And girls go to Japan, then they're from, you know, they're closer. And that's something really important to remember. That if you, but I like that, what you said, is when you make a commitment to the game, then go out and get all the bells and whistles.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
If you're just going to go out and find out if you like it, don't spend $2,000, and it can easily become that much when you talk about a full set of clubs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And getting fit, and all the accoutrements that you're going to want to have, all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I want a rangefinder. I want one of those things that everybody wears so they can be
a watch.
Yeah, so then I can plug it into my computer pretty soon. And then it's all sitting there going, well, I guess that wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
So you just need to get, but so would you go on a driving range as a beginner and just hit balls in the beginning? Or somebody, Vision 54, Pia and Lynn, they wrote the book about learning on the golf course.
Yes. I think you still have to kind of, you know, somebody's got to put your hands on a golf club somehow and get you over the golf ball and, you know, get you set up and make you look like a golfer to a certain degree and then give you some idea how to swing a golf club. And yes, I agree that I think we try to learn too much on the driving range, you know, opposed to
on the golf course.
The golf course, I think we need to spend. I was fortunate. The golf course I grew up had horrible driving range, so I just played golf. That's how I learned. But my dad was smart enough to get me an instructor right at the beginning. You know, it allowed me to know how to hold a golf club and, you know, so on and so on. In our academy, we call it BPGA. It stands for ball placement, posture, grip, and aim. So it's kind of your foundation, and then we kind of go from there.
So what's important for me to mention now, before we bring Bob Bubka back in, because he's been interviewing other people, he's been in the media center busy working. The PGA, Aloha Section PGA guys, are out giving 10-minute lessons here at Kapalua right now?
We are not. We had a little malfunction.
Malfunction.
Yeah. So
if you're coming down to do you think you can have a lesson? It's not happening today.
Not today. No.
Not today. Maybe tomorrow?
Probably
not.
Yeah. It's a little windy, and we couldn't get the tent up.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
See, now, wind can be more than just to the professional golfers out there on the golf course, a difficult situation.
We'll be at Sony next week. I'll be there, too.
You'll be at the Sony?
Yeah.
That's great. And what the PGAs do is they give you a 10-minute lesson, and if I'd probably go longer if there was anybody else waiting,
absolutely.
Right, so you can actually...
It's hard to do a golf lesson
in 10 minutes.
It goes really quick.
Yeah. Here, this is how you hold it. Okay, bye.
Exactly.
I would recommend, going back to what Ben suggested before, that, you know, you have to learn how to stand, and you have to learn how to grip the golf club.
Yes.
Forget taking a swing. Just stand there gripping the golf club properly with the proper posture, and everybody will walk by and say, wow, that person must be a really good golfer. But whatever you do, don't swing.
Don't swing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. The wind, let's talk a little bit about it. Yeah. Isn't it nice to have the wind back at Kapalua?
Because I'm a resident here, yes, absolutely. It keeps things cooler. It makes the sleeping part a little bit easier.
And how about the playing? Doesn't this course a little heat?
I like it because, we certainly struggle with the wind. Our golf games do. And to see the best in the world, they certainly play a different game.
Exactly.
It's pretty amazing how far they hit the golf ball and just where they are in the fairways and whatnot. And yeah, they're pretty amazing, and you would think that, it's windy, so they may shoot even par in 7 under,
and they're hitting birdies. 10 birdies for Perez, 7 birdies for Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, but if you poll, and I think Ben will agree with me on this, if you poll any of the players, the one element that poses the most problems to their golf game, and obviously, as Ben said, we're talking about the best players in the world here, is wind. Because, you'll hear the players say, right after I hit it, a gust came up, and I came up short, or a gust came up, and I went long. And so they don't have complete control. It's not like bowling in a bowling alley where, no wind is going to hurt that bowling ball.
But that's warped. That board is warped.
Right. So I think it's a beautiful aspect to the game because, number one, you can play the same course, and if there's 3 or 4 different winds during the week, you'll never know that you're on the same golf course.
That's right. The difference is wonderful. It's always something new, always something different. Somebody yesterday, Leishman, said that the one thing that he got to do because of his position in the field was wait for that wind to possibly die, because he wasn't holding the field up. But if you aren't in a good position, the pace of play becomes an issue. You can't really just stop and go, I'm just going to wait for this wind to slow down. Right? So that when we watch on television, those guys that you see waiting are usually the leaders on television, aren't they? Don't they have an advantage even in that regard?
Yeah, Well, they have an advantage if they're a leader because they've already played well enough to get into the lead. So they deserve an advantage. But I think the possibilities on this golf course, I think over the next 2 days, I mean, this golf tournament is far from over. If I was forced to pick a winner, I would certainly be Dustin Johnson. He just continues to amaze me with the ability that he has to play this game. He's only the second American ever to start a golf year as number one in the world and end that golf year as number one in the world, the other person being Tiger Woods. So when you think of that and you think of all the great players that have come along, obviously the caveat to that is the, you know, world rankings didn't come about till the mid-'80s. So, you know, we can't go back for that. But still, Dustin Johnson's won every year, won at least once every year for the last 10 years. Probably, Ben will agree with me, should have had more than one major. I mean, had the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach won. He had the PGA at Whistling Straits won, and suddenly evaporated, did get the job done at Oakmont. But I think Dustin Johnson probably will end his career minimum 4 or 5 majors.
Far out. Yeah, I think you're right.
I agree. He's amazing.
He really is.
And he was on your range the other day.
He sure was.
That's what I was angling for, name dropping. Who was? He said, well, you know, most of the guys don't come by here. You know, they got their own guy. I'm like, I bet you so. Dustin Johnson was at the Kapalua Golf Academy.
Dustin was there.
Yeah.
How's that for a trio?
I love it.
The view from Ben's range.
Yes.
The world's number one player, Dustin Johnson, and Ben Hungo standing alongside, giving him a lesson.
Yes, the 2017 Teacher of the Year.
That's right.
Yes.
I don't think he needs anything from me. I think he's doing just fine. But, yeah, I agree with Bob. I think when he's at his best, he's almost unbeatable. I mean, he's just, you know, he's good at everything. He's great at everything he does. Hits the ball long, hits the ball straight. That performance at Oakmont, that was amazing. I mean, you know, everybody else is hitting the ball out of the rough with the, you know, just trying to chop it out. And he's hitting a sand wedge, you know, from the middle of the fairway every single hole.
Yeah, Oakmont is one of the more demanding tests in the world of golf. Look forward, Ben, you can tell the people of Maui and anybody that wants to listen, the U.S. Open that's coming up in 2018, I'll publicly state I'm biased. I grew up about 10 minutes away from Shinnecock, played it extensively as a younger player. But I think it's easily the best U.S. Open golf course in the United States. And you talk about wind, and this just reminded me. It's always windy at Shinnecock, almost like it's here. You know, it's almost windy. They played 12 rounds. I'm going back 86, 95, and 04. 12 rounds of U.S. Open competition. 11 of those 12 rounds were played in a dead calm. You can't buy a dead calm day at Shinnecock. So they haven't even seen the real Shinnecock. I'm just hoping a normal 15-mile-an-hour wind blows this June, and you're going to see some great golf.
Well, see, you just got right back to where I started. That's perfect. Because I was talking about the lack of teeth on this golf course when the Kona winds blow. And a lot of guys have never seen this course when it really was designed to be played with the wind. You know, suddenly, what's wrong? This is such an easy golf course. But when it's windy, it's not that easy, as we saw.
Well, that's what Ben Crenshaw and Bill Cord did an outstanding job. I mean, this is a resort course. I mean, you know, it's a tournament one week a year. So you had to make it playable for the average person and still provide a thorough examination for the best players in the world. And they have that combination here as long as the trade winds blow.
What do you think they might do here? What kind of changes do you think they might do here? Do you think they're going to fluff it up a little bit?
Well, the only change that I got confirmation on, I just got a call from Jay Monahan, the new commissioner of the PGA Tour, and he said that the only thing that Century and this tournament champions would like to do better is double the length of Danielle Tucker's show from the media center.
You are such a... I know that they've had... Mr. Core out here to check it out. Were you walking with him?
I was not, but I've heard some, you know, I think there were some stories about he wanted to bring the golf course back to kind of, you know, the way it was.
The way it was.
Yes.
Because it grows in and changes.
I think, you know, at the beginning, you know, certainly I was here when we first opened. I remember playing this golf course without a scorecard, you know, before the clubhouse even. But, it used to be real hard and fast. It's gotten softer over the years. I don't know what it would take to, you know, make it the way it was. I think our superintendents are always kind of trying to make it, get it hard. But, you know, I was watching, my daughter's doing the Santa Bear thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was out there watching a few holes, and it seemed like the golf course is playing a little bit drier and faster this week.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
And I think that round that Ben played without a scorecard was the best he ever shot here. I'm not sure.
I still managed to lose like four balls.
So you don't want to be below the hole.
Above the hole.
I mean above the hole, yes. Ever.
I did a video piece here a few years ago on a putting green, and I took a stump meter, and I rolled it down grain, downwind, and it rolled 14 feet. And then from the same exact spot, rolled it right back up, and it rolled 6.
Wow.
So, you know, when you're talking about speed differences when you're going down grain, downwind, downhill, because everything here at Kapalua goes and, you know, those three forces go, you know, mostly towards Molokai.
Okay.
It's just so different. You know, if you had the same condition, like without the wind, on bank greens, you know, on the mainland, whatever, you may get, say, 12 one way, 8 the other way. But,
From 14 and 6.
One perspective, it's the fastest thing you've ever seen.
Right.
And then the other perspective, it's the slowest thing you've ever seen.
Right.
I think the speed control is, a guy that can really putt here is a guy that can really control that speed. And you'll see, as you come, you know, as you're watching the telecast, you'll see a putt that looks like it's going to go in the hole. And right. And at the last, like, a few inches, he'll grab the grain. That's something that I actually struggle with when I'm here. I get all my putts hot. I mean, all day long, because I expect that wind and the grain to grab it
and roll it in.
As that ball is going to die.
Right.
You get kind of used to it, you know. And you'll see that a lot here. And I've seen it already.
So, you know what you said about Dustin Johnson, Bob? That you think he's going to win this one? He's been here 7 times, right? So he's gotten a lot more experience on all those greens, made an error in judgment, and is ready for it.
Well, the biggest lesson he learned by coming here so frequently is that he has breakfast every morning in the Honolulu store, so he's very comfortable with what's going on here.
Yes, if you ever want to see, if you want to meet people who are here to play, hang out at the Honolulu store and just enjoy it, because you'll meet a whole bunch of very comfortable people who are just hanging out and very unpretentious.
Well, it's the law here in Maui. You got to be comfortable. That's right.
I got 2 minutes to thank the people who make this show possible. I want to thank Bob Bufka for being with me this morning. And I want to thank Ben Hongo and Pete McPartland and Mike James and Mark Rolfing, who's on television right now. And if you see the greens and they bother you, don't worry. They're running true. They just don't look pretty. Is that right? Okay. That's it.
Yeah, they're putting fine.
They're putting fine. Exactly. So thank you, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, and I'm saying if you need somebody to take care of your building needs, your plumbing needs, whether you're a shopping or a very large building, maybe you're a warehouse, a small custom home or a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, a repair, just call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. You need the water to stay in the pipes, and if it's not in there, you need it to be taken care of. Creative Plumbing can do just that. Futurisome, master craftsmen, can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. They work with natural stones. They specialize in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems. It is so important now, as the water rises, that we make sure that water doesn't get into places that you might want to drink from. And so that's all about Futurestone, only the best. Also, Rainer Doors, the overhead door you use to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.